We've just begun the book of Deuteronomy, and there is a repeated trope throughout the book. Moses, the entire book is a month of Moses talking to the people of Israel. I promise my sermon today will be less than a month long. It's my first promise to you. For a month, he talks to the people, and pretty much over and over again, he says, for 40 years, you did wrong, you did bad stuff. Now you have to do everything God says. You have to be perfect. You're not going to listen to God. I know you won't do it. You are too much for me. All of these things you did were wrong, but you have to do it anyways. Please remember to do it. He comes across as not exactly in the best mood. You, depending on how strong you're feeling, you might call him bitter. You might call him a little whiny. And it's Moses, our Moses. The guy who talked to God at the burning bush, who brought down the 10 plagues, who led us through the split sea. And now he's at the end of his life. And when I read the text, I find it really challenging to find the kind of energy and enthusiasm of a Moses from an earlier book of the Torah. But I'll tell you two things I learned from this. The first is to make sure we give ourselves a break. Each of us, at various times in our life, have the chance to teach someone else something. Have the chance to share some small bit of wisdom that we may have gleaned in our time on this earth. And it is a reminder that if Moses can sound bitter, if Moses, the greatest orator by the end, the guy who spent an entire month giving sermons, can sound unenthusiastic, can sound hard to hear, then we have to be doubly, if not triply, as hardworking at making sure our words are hearable, are given with the enthusiasm and energy they are meant. Moses is challenging us to show us just what can happen. And he's also letting us off the hook. If Moses can take this turn, so can we. It's a reminder that we are never going to be perfect. And not just in making mistakes by accident, but there are going to be times in our life when Moses, of course, knows how to talk to the people of Israel. He knows that reminding them of everything they did wrong has never once worked in convincing them to be right. But he is so frustrated with the people after all of his years of leadership that he can't hold it back. It is a reminder to each of us that sometimes we're not going to be the perfect person we want to be. We're not going to be our ideal person. And we always have the opportunity to come back, to make another chance, to correct ourselves, especially at this time of year as we think hard about tshuva, about repentance. We always have the opportunity to live up to the higher ideals we know we want for ourselves. So this Shabbat, as we read Moses, one, I wish us patience. And two, I wish us a chance to be challenged by Moses, to be the best that we can be. And a reminder that when we slip up, there is always the opportunity to be better. Shabbat Shalom.